Good afternoon. This is Tim Schirotter from Guild Investment Management. You are listening to Guild Investment's weekly global market podcast. Today on our program, we have Anthony Danaher, president of Guild Investment Management.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be with you today and wanted to give you an update. It's Monday, July 30th, and I want to give you an update of what happened last week and what we can expect in the coming weeks. It was a busy week last week for markets, and there's a lot of concern that the favored stocks, your fast-growing internet and social media stocks, have just gotten too expensive. In our opinion, that investor and analyst expectations just got too high and needs to be reined in. We think companies will go back to beating reasonable estimates and expectations in the coming quarters, and that can take their stock prices higher. Even though the tech leadership stocks have stopped going up and several are selling off, the market as a whole is holding up. And you're seeing some capital rotate into value groups, things that had been underperforming, such as retailers, healthcare, industrials, and financials. This may not last, but we want to notice that capital is still seeking positive returns, even in a difficult tape. Seasonally, August and September months where making money in stocks can be a challenge. When we look at earnings, we see that they're quite good, and as of last week's, the statistics show that 89% of S&P 500 companies that have reported have beaten estimates. We also got strong economic data last week, as well as with second quarter GDP up over 4%. It does make sense that the markets just need to take a breather, digest the good news, digest the currency movements of the last quarter, the interest rate moves, and reset themselves for a better second half of the year. The bottom line for investors, we think, is just follow economic growth, because that's where you'll find earnings growth, and ultimately higher stock prices come out of earnings growth. But the key is growth. These value rotations come along, but we found that in recent years that global capital markets always revert back to what can grow. Currently, U.S. stocks are selling for about 16.8 times 2019 earnings. We find that to be slightly below average valuation for the last 50 years. As we've been pointing out in our notes, economic activity is good, unemployment's low, job openings are going unfilled. Economic statistics are all reading very well, and it could set us up for a very strong 2019. We recognize that corrections of a few percent can happen at any time, and we want to watch the dollar closely. We want to watch for signs that these groups are bottoming, because we do think the bull market is not over. And in last week's economic commentary that we published, we discussed our research that we've been doing in the aggressive patent filing by major corporations in the blockchain and disruptive currencies. And this push by corporates goes far beyond just getting involved in the cryptocurrency realm. The blockchain developments are penetrating mainstream consumer businesses, and ultimately they'll transform supply chains and transactions of all types in decades to come. In spite of skepticism by governments, officials, and regulators, we think the blockchain and the cryptocurrency realm is just in the early innings, and so we're paying attention. One of the things that's come up in recent months is that accredited investors are looking for an avenue to invest in cryptocurrency, and in the very early stages of the regulatory environment, we're looking for solutions, and if you'd like more information, please give us a call. Another item we discussed in the market commentary last week was one that maybe was long overdue and being written about. We titled it using the question, is everything really getting worse? Because it seems like when you get a relentless drumbeat of negative, polarizing news, that you would think that the world is just not good and not progressing at all. Media economics suggests that news has to grab our attention with headlines that are alarming, and wherever they can create negativity, they have a better chance of gaining viewership. Well, this leaves people with kind of less open to emerging positive trends and opportunities. We, as investors, want to maintain an open mind to the positive developments taking place, as well as the risks. And so what we're looking for are developments, innovations that are improving the standard of living. Statistics across the planet suggest that things are actually getting better. And we suggest that investors include some more positive items in their information and research diet. If you want to see what we're looking at recently, check out the website humanprogress.org. It gives you a nice uplifting view of some of the tremendous developments taking place in improving the standards of living around the globe for the last few decades. And good afternoon, and hope you enjoyed it. And thank you very much, Tim.
Yeah, thank you for listening. And if you'd like to get more information and get email updates on a weekly basis, please visit www.guildinvestment.com and sign up for our complimentary updates that will highlight cryptos, global economics, currencies, and much, much more. You can also visit our YouTube channel and search for Guild Investment on our YouTube channel. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the support. Bye-bye.